feel today after several days to review the game?
Yeah, I feel great. I think, I watched on my own film and then watched it with, our staff and then our, the quarterbacks. So, I felt pretty good about it. I thought, there were some mistakes, some big plays and some, a lot of learning. I thought it was just to learn how, pregame goes, how to travel, schedule, flows, all that was helpful, on my part, and I'm glad I got one under my belt.
What did you see from Damone out there?
Damone, what we've seen from him all camp, really, he's been great. He's been explosive. He's a smart guy. Runs, really, really crisp routes, and he made plays, and he had fun doing it. So it was fun to see that, and as well as a lot of other guys made a lot of plays. So.
Did you like the backflip?
I did. I didn't see it live, and I saw it on the replay, so it was cool.
Did he say that was coming?
No, he didn't. He kept that on the down low until he did it. So yeah, that was a surprise.
What about Washington? You guys had a nice hookup there.
Yeah, we did. I probably could have gone to James a couple more times throughout the game, but I thought it was pretty natural. And that one instance being like a free play.
Yeah.
Give him a chance, put it back shoulder, and then he made a great play.
Did you know where you're going at that point? Whenever you got them the jump, you said, okay, I'm going to go deep to James at that point.
Well,
because you knew where, yeah.
I had two options, three.
Yeah.
Kind of hooked up over the middle and zone. But, that's a play where you want to push it down the field. You don't want to take anything short. So I felt like he had the best feel for that play, even though I forget who it was on the left side. Ran a pretty good route and ended up beating the corner. So. Yeah.
Mason, is there anything that surprised you with the first game?
I'd say just obviously we had huddled all camp and all OTAs, but just kind of how slower the game is and how much more thinking goes into it than college when you're just going high tempo, fast up and down the field. So just seeing that live in person was a bit of an adjustment, but that's how the game is, and I'm going to embrace it, and I'm going to keep executing.
Was it nice to go against somebody other than your own teammates?
It was great, yeah. It was fun. I thought the offensive line did a great job opening up lanes for our backs, played great. But it was fun to see a new jersey color out there and kind of, see some guys that don't know everything you're doing. So,
did you realize you had a defective football out there at one point?
I did. I got the ball at the snap, and the thing was completely flat. I mean, to where it wasn't, would not have been an advantage. Mm-hmm. I was, so that was the weirdest thing, and then they took it out or whatever. But it was kind of a freak deal.
How many plays was it in, do you know?
One play. I threw the ball down on the sideline to Damone on the right sideline, kind of on a go route. And it's one of those balls that's in your grandfather's garage for 2 years, and it's you never thrown it, and it's completely flat. So it was a bad deal. So
when was that? What part of the game?
Well, that was third quarter.
What do you want to do this Thursday that you didn't do last?
Well, I like to score. You always look forward to your first touchdown. So, that's one of the goals. But just to operate the offense well, I think, we'll have a new game plan. It's a new week. Get to watch Green Bay. Get there in a new venue, and execute the game plan and do it. At a high level with my friends and teammates. It'll be fun.
Did you manage to complete a pass with that ball? Was that the?
I only had it for one snap.
Yeah, right.
Kind of threw it through the go ball. So. Did not over one with the deflated ball. Yeah.
Right.
Do you think that should count? Take it off your
say what?
Take it off your stats.
Yeah, if y'all want to take it off, that'd be great.
You talk to
whoever controls that. Yeah.
Nick, what's your reaction when you see a guy like Ben so engaged in the training camp, all over the receivers that they make a mistake? This guy's been in the league 15 years. You even take him back that he's that engaged and that demands perfection.
Yeah,
it's early in camp.
Yeah, I think it's cool to see. He's definitely he's got his own process and the way he has gone about it for a long time, and it works. And so, I think it's good to see that. I would hope that he would do that early because it's beneficial on the road. We all know that, and he does a great job. Just a detailed kind of instruction in camp of making sure guys, are really hearing him, opposed to a coach that can sometimes be more of a yelling, voice when he kind of comes to him at a different angle. It's I think it's really helpful. Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mason.
Josh, how do you feel like you played on Thursday?
I felt like it was a good day. It was fun to get back out there. It's been a while. So it was fun to get back out there, compete. As an offense, we were able to move the ball down the field. Execute a good 2-minute drive to end the first half as well. So I feel like it was a good day. Always there's room to improve, so work to continue to get better today on the field.
A little bit of good, a little bit of bad, you know, the interception, but then came back with that touchdown to Damone.
Yeah, he did a great job responding. You know, we were trying to take a shot after we got a turnover. And so then as an offense, it was cool to see guys continue to rally and come down the field and lead an efficient drive, you know, before the half. And then he made a heck of a play in the back of the end zone. So, but, you know, had great protection throughout the entire drive. The line gave me a great time. You know, Ridd made some spectacular plays on third down to keep the drive going. So it was a good team drive as an offense.
What did you see on that touchdown to the middle?
It was a play that it was funny. We had the exact same play back in the spring, the end of 2-minute drive.
Yeah.
So we just had a kind of like a double post concept. The safety took the first post, and Damone had good leverage on the second post. And so it was my job to put the ball high in the back, his job to come down with the play.
Did you expect the backflip coming?
No, I didn't. I didn't even know he backflipped until after the game when I saw the replay. So it was cool. He had fun with it. So we love to see that.
What did you see from Damone out there?
No consistency. It's what he's been doing throughout camp. You know, he consistently runs by guys. He's quick in and out of his breaks, makes the contested catch. And so that's what he was able to take to the field. So it was cool to see that, especially, you know, from a quarterback, to grow that chemistry and that connection from OTAs and see him take it onto the field once game day came. So hopefully he'll continue to grow throughout the rest of preseason.
How tough is that from an undrafted guy just to, you know, just have to battle that hard and to continue to have, even after a good game, to continue to have to prove yourself like that?
I don't think it's tough. I think, you know, as long as you approach it with the right mindset, you know, every day you're looking to improve. You know, Coach T says, you know, he doesn't care how you got here. Just come and be willing to make plays. If you do that, we have a spot for you. So he's done that, and hopefully he can continue to do that, and we'll continue to give him confidence to do that moving forward.
It seemed like the running back group was playing with quite a bit of confidence too. You get that feel, I mean, at least through camp and then obviously on Thursday too.
Yeah, they've been doing a great job in camp, whether it's in protections, running the ball hard, and even the pass concepts, getting out and giving us the opportunity as outlets. And so when they got the ball in their hand, whether it was, you know, Fitz, James, Ridd, Jalen, you know, they definitely made the most of those opportunities. So, you know, we expect a lot of our running back group, you know, in protection and the pass game and the run game, they're able to make their plays.
What did you see from Washington out there?
Oh, I mean, of course you saw the jump ball, but he was in the right place, you know, even plays where the ball wasn't coming his way. You know, he played a lot of snaps on offense and on special teams, and he played with a high motor and consistent speed. So it was cool to see that. So we'll definitely look to get him more balls moving forward.
Is that a situation where, I mean, you see a guy like Damone, like you almost expect plays like that from Washington, but you know what I'm saying? Like just being that high of pick in the second round, like as a staff, like you almost kind of expect things more like that from him.
I think, you know, we just expect plays from everyone, really. Sure. A lot of guys have shown promise. Damone showed, and he's more than capable of making those plays consistently. James has as well, and the guys across the board. So when they come in, we expect them to make plays. They expect themselves to make plays. So as a quarterback, we got to put the balls in the right areas, and as receivers, they got to finish the play for us.
Josh, going back about a week, 10 days, I don't even know. He threw two pick sixes at the end of practice. Was that a low point? It seems like you've really played well since then. Was that an inspiring point?
I wouldn't say it was a low point just because I was doing well in every other period. I was the first time the ball was even in jeopardy that I even thrown. So I wouldn't say I've even had a low point in camp, you know, moving forward. Every time, you know, you throw a ball, whether it's good or bad, it's just an opportunity to grow. Obviously, those two plays were plays that, you know, we're working on time and working on kinks, getting stuff out. And so there will be learning opportunities for me not to make the same mistake moving forward. And so that's the game of football. It's just all about how you respond. So I wouldn't say I've had a low point. I would say those were just awesome learning opportunities for me. I'll continue to make plays moving forward.
Well, would you say this past game was a high point?
You know, I try not to, you know, ride that roller coaster way. Try to stay steady, consistent in my approach and my mindset every time I step on the field. You know, every play is a play in its own. The last play has no effect on the next play, and the next play has no effect on the last play. So just focus on it, protect the football, and make plays as they come to you.
Could you say that was your best game, preseason game in 2 years?
I would say it was a good showing, and I got to continue to do that moving forward.